Hi, docs. Welcome to the EntreMD podcast, where it's all about helping amazing physicians just like you embrace entrepreneurship so you can have the freedom to live life and practice medicine on your terms. I'm your host, Dr. Una. Well, hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of the EntreMD podcast. As always, super pumped to be in your ears. And I am excited I get to bring you this episode because this is something that is going to absolutely change the way you attend conferences forever. Okay. I was recently at a mastermind, and this mastermind was for entrepreneurs who are doing multiple seven and, you know, all the way to eight figures in revenue per annum. And, you know, it was all about, you know, strategy, mindset, all of those kind of things. And it was a small meeting. There were about, I want to say 15 or 16 people in the meeting. And when I think about that meeting, I was going to be away from work, right? First opportunity cost, I was going to be away from my family. Second opportunity cost, I paid money to be there, right? So I had all these resources and, you know, like the effort, right? Especially for an introvert. And so I had all these resources that I was putting towards being at the event. But for me, it's never a problem because I have learned how to 10x my investment on any event that I go to, right? Like the ROI is at least 10x. Okay. And so while I was at the event, I was like, you know what? I have this down to a science. I have a way of thinking about it, and I'm going to do a podcast episode about it. So here we are. Okay. So I want to talk about that. How, when you go for events, especially entrepreneurial events, how do you get a lot more out of it that you put into it? Okay. And as I record this, I am getting ready to host the Business Makeover Mastermind, which is a private event that we do for the doctors who are in the EntreMD Business School. And it is one of those, I'm like, my goodness, you can 10x to 100x easily your investment on this event. Okay. So it's good for them because they get to hear this before they go to the event. But okay, let's talk about it. So the first thing I do is I make a decision before I go to the event that I'm going to at least 10x my investment on the event, right? And so I don't go there like, oh, I dare you to teach me something that will turn my life around. I don't go there like, I hope the right person comes and introduces themselves to me. No, I go there with the attitude like, I am here and I came here having spent this much, and I'm going to get a return on my investment, right? This meeting is going to change my life. And the truth of the matter is, I have done this so much and taken 100% responsibility for my results that I've even gone to events that were, you know, they're kind of okay, but I always got a return on investment because I made a decision I was going to. Okay, so if you're going to take the time, you're going to be away from your family, you're going to spend the money on flights, hotels, all of those things. The least you can do, the least I do, is make sure that I am going to get a return. I am 100% going to get a return. There are events I've gone to that I can trace hundreds of thousands of dollars to. I can trace it, right? So the first thing is a decision. And I find that a lot of people don't make decisions. They just like, yeah, we'll see what will happen. And you may not know all the details. You don't have to say, I'm going to learn something or meet. Like, you're just like, I am coming here and I'm going to leave here radically different. Okay. That is a decision that you can make. Okay. The second thing, which is also a thing I see not many people do, is I approach the content with a beginner's mindset, right? I kid you not, I can walk into a room where they're teaching people how to make their first $100,000 in business. And I have built seven-figure businesses, multiple seven-figure business, and I can learn a ton from them because of that attitude. It's a heart posture, right? Like, I don't walk into an event going like, I know all these things. No, like, why would I do that? Even if it's something that is a basic thing, the truth is that the people who are great because they're masters at the basics. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, there's still so much to learn. And I'm not saying that to say I will go wear their tee. I'm just trying to tell you that's the approach, right? And so you approach the content with a beginner's mindset. If you find yourself thinking, oh, I've heard that before, like that's something to capture and go like, that's a virus. Like that's a mindset virus. Let me just catch that and squash it real quick. You want to be curious. You want to act like this is your first time of hearing it. You want to, this is one thing you want to do. Saying I've heard it before, so what? Are you doing it? Do you understand it? Are you doing it? Because if you're not doing it, you don't really know it, right? And so I would take those things that I'm hearing and I'll go like, okay, am I actually doing it in my business? Am I doing it well enough? I start auditing and stuff like that. But if you have a beginner's mindset, it is one of the things that would make you someone who can learn from almost everybody. You can learn really quickly. You'll be a deep thinker. You'll be able to take things and apply them because of your attitude. Now, the Entrepreneur Business School, we have two tiers, right? We have EBS Grow, which is what everybody knows as the Entrepreneur Business School. And then we have a tier that is for doctors. Most of them have crossed the $1 million mark, $1 million per year in revenue. And the focus really is on building team, building processes, maximizing profits. So you can have this business that is kind of self-led in a way, right? Like you have, like it's a well-oiled machine. And so one of the things that I am amazed at in scale, so that's EBS scale, Entrepreneur Business School scale, is that even though they have, you know, very established businesses, even though they're doing really well, they're very humble. They have a beginner's mindset. They show up for the calls on EBS Grow. They don't say, oh, I'm past that. They show up for the calls. They're taking notes. They're acting on it. They're creating wins. They are the ones who started this thing of going back, because a number of them have been in the Entrepreneur Business School since 2020. And they're going back to their notes that they took in 2020 and looking at them again with fresh eyes. And they're like, my goodness, I listened to this thing from August 2020, blew my mind. Someone else is like, yeah, I went back to my notes as well. That is a beginner's mindset. I am telling you, the most successful people, that is how they think. They're curious. They learn, they listen to principles they've heard before. They read books they've read before, right? And not just for events, right? In general, if that's your attitude, man, are you in luck. But you show up for an event with that, not going like, I heard that before. I read that before. Oh, he said that at his last talk at XYZ place where I was before. Don't do that. You're just hurting yourself. Be that person who shows up and you come with a beginner's mindset. Like, this is my first time of hearing this. It will change your life. Okay. Number three, network with curiosity, right? Okay. So the introverts are going like, yeah, we don't network. Okay. So hear me. I'm an introvert too. You know that, right? Okay. Networking is a skill. Networking is not, it's not a personality type. It's a skill. And so as an introvert, you can learn that too. Okay. And if you're like, I don't know how to do that, let's talk about the quick and dirty method. You walk into a place, you don't sit at the back. You don't do that anymore. Okay. You're an entrepreneur. You walk up to the front, you introduce yourself to people. They don't know you're scared. They don't know you're uncomfortable, except you tell them. Okay. And so you're like, hi, my name is Dr. Una. And the person's like, oh, I'm blah, 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 blah. You're like, is this your first time at this event? No, I was at the other one. Wow. What are you hoping to get out of it? Like, this is a trick. People like talking about themselves. And so if you keep asking questions, they'll keep answering. And for the person who likes to talk about themselves, you gave them an opportunity to talk about themselves. So guess what? They love you, right? Okay. So that's your networking 101. But anyway, you network with curiosity. Let me put it this way. Humans are like, they're like, think of dirt in South Africa, right? Like it's just a dirt road. But underneath that, there's diamonds, all kinds of precious metals. And so if you despise the dirt, you'll never touch the diamonds. And humans are like that. They are loaded with information you need. They're loaded with connections you need. They're loaded with all these things. If you're not curious, you'll never see it. All you see is the dirt, right? Like all you see is like, it's just a road. You'll miss the diamonds, right? So network with curiosity. Talk to people, find out about them, listen to what they're saying. You're not doing that just to get things from them, right? But we're talking about what the ROI could look like. It could look like there's a problem you've been trying to solve in your business like forever, and they know the person who can help you solve it. There is a service you've been looking for forever, and they provide the service. There is, you know, information, like just how to. And for that person is their zone of genius. They just do it for fun. There are so many things that can happen just from you networking with curiosity, because this is the thing. There's no blueprint. You can't say, if I talk to them, they'll show me a connection I need. If I talk to them, you don't know. You have to be curious. You have to be interested, and you have to be interesting, right? And so network with curiosity, because businesses, I mean, there's some things you can predict or want to predict, right? Like, this is how much I want to generate in revenue and all of those things. But you never know the opportunities that present themselves. You never know which way entrepreneurship truly takes you, right? And so you want to be curious. You network with curiosity. So you're not the person who comes as late as you can and leave as early as you can. No, you come as early as you can, leave as late as you can, and you make friends and you talk to people. And remember, everybody's tuned into a radio station, IIFM, What's in It for Me. And so you give first. That's, you know, those are the laws of networking. You give first and all of that, but be curious. Be curious. There are certain rooms you get in. Everything you're looking for is in the room, really. One of the things I like about the EntreMD Business School community is that you're talking about 100 physicians who are actively building businesses. I want you to think about that. Think about the number of vendors they know. Think about the number of referral sources they know. Think of the number of podcasters, for instance, they know. Think about the wealth of information that they have. Think about the how-tos. Think about the different zones of genius. It's crazy. And so in the EntreMD Business School, we call it the Commonwealth of EBS, the EBS Commonwealth, because together, there's wealth we have as a community, right? So network with curiosity. So these are things I decide on before I go for the event. So number four. Now, this I do a lot of. And I want to give a big shout out to Dr. Catherine Toomer, because she does this as well. Be a student of your master, okay? Be a student of your master. I'll tell you what I mean by that. Okay, so I go for this mastermind, right? And this mastermind has a leader. And this leader is somebody that is further ahead in her journey than I am, right? Like, that's the way that is. Now, when I go for the event, I'm not only looking at what they're saying, I'm also looking at what they're doing. So think about it. The mastermind is an event. I put on events, right? And so she's not going to come and say, this is how I put on an event. That's not part of the content. This is a mastermind for something else. But guess what? I can learn by being a student of my master. I can learn by observing what they're doing. So I'm like, oh, this is where they hosted this event. This is how they did the welcome reception. These are the gifts that they gave people. This is when they did what session. This is how they ended it. These are the wow factors they did. This is the kind of guest speaker they brought. Like, nobody's going to come and tell you, pull out a notebook, let me explain all these things to you. You're going to learn them, right? You're like, oh, and they use these kind of activities for their breakout session. And they use these kind of sponsors for the events. And like all of those things, right? And so be a student. And so you best believe when I went for that event, I took notes on everything. It doesn't mean I'm going to do everything, right? Like, I mean, think about it. You're a physician and, you know, like, I'm a pediatrician, but I had ENT rotations and I had internal medicine rotations, OBGYN rotations. I'm not delivering babies. I'm not using everything I learned. Do you see what I mean? But I am using enough to create the life and the career and the business that I have now. And so be a student, be curious, learn. Right? Learn what they don't just go, I don't agree with that. You're there to learn. Be a master of your student. Okay. Okay. And then number five. Now, number five is one of the most critical. Okay. I do this with books. I do this with conferences. I do this with talks. I do this with podcast episodes. At the end of the event, there are so many things that will happen. There are so many things that will be said. You're not going to be able to do everything. In 3 days, you won't even remember half of what happened there. One of the best things you can do is you can pull out 3 to 5 action steps you can take based on what you learned. I want you to think about it this way. Some people come back from conferences with pages and pages and pages and pages of notes they'll never read again. Right? And that's not a bad thing. It is what it is. But what if you could walk away from every conference? You have your pages and pages of notes. That's good. And you'll be able to reference it later and all of those kind of things. But you have this little post-it. It has 3 to 5 things you're going to take action on in the next 2 weeks based on that event. If you do that for an event, you 10x to 100x your return, your investment on that event. Just 3 to 5 things that you're able to distill down, like these are the 3 to 5 things I can do based on this. You go home, you execute them. If you will have that as a habit, it will change your life. It will change your business. It will change everything. So guess what I did when I came back from that event? I picked 3 things. I didn't even pick 5. I picked 3. 1, 2, 3. I'm like, boom. These are the 3 things I'm going to do based on this event. I called Makita, right? Makita, who is the right-hand woman on TrimD. I'm like, this is what we're doing. This is what we're doing. Why did I do that? For accountability. And then I got to work and started working on it right away. What does that do? It puts me in a position where the event did not leave me the same because I did things differently. And I've already started seeing the results, right? So these are the things that I don't know that people necessarily talk about, but going to an event to just get the content, oh my goodness, no, there's so many things you can do. But if you will do this, you become this person that if they tell you an event is $5,000, you're like, no biggie. You know why? Because you know how to get a return on your investment. I am going to get hundreds of thousands out of this event that I went for. So what does it matter how much I paid for it? What does it matter how much the hotel was or how much? It doesn't matter because I'm going to get my return on investment, right? It's the same concept. Like if you're in a program, so, you know, like let's say you're in the EntreMD business school, it's the same concept, right? Make a decision. I paid for this and I'm going to get 10 to 100X. Do the math, put the math on the wall. And you're like, yep, that's exactly what I'm going to do. And there have been people who've done it. Right? Like, so it's not like you're trying to do this thing nobody's ever done. You can put that number on the wall and you're like, okay, that's good. Now I've put that. You show up with a beginner's mind. Don't say, oh, I've learned all these things before. No, beginner's mind, curious. Am I actually doing it? Or have I just heard it? Right? We call that the aroma effect. Like you're smelling the food, but you haven't eaten the food. You know what I mean? Like, so you think you know it, but you're not doing it. So you don't really know it. Right? Be a master. Like, how is this person? Look, watch the trajectory of growth. Watch what the person is doing. Like, the person's leading you, right? Like, what is Dr. Una doing with social media? What is Dr. Una doing with events? What is Dr. Una? How does she do a call to action? What is she doing with her podcast? Be a student of the master. And then for the last one, take action. Take action. This is where the magic happens. Take action, right? And if I'm telling you, I am telling you, this is the difference between people who create radical transformation in their lives and people who don't. Your life, your business can change dramatically, but there's a strategy to it. And I just gave you the strategy. Okay. So I want you to apply this. The next event you go for, whether that's online, in person, I want you to apply it. You're in the EntreMD Business School. I want you to start applying this. You go for a retreat or something like that. I want you to apply it. It will change your life forever. Okay. So this episode is one of those episodes I want you to definitely share. Take a screenshot of this, share it on social media, share the nugget that you got of the 5 things, which is the one you're going to start applying right away. And, you know, let the doctors in your life know, tag them. Okay. Tag me. I want to reshare your stuff and shout you out. Okay. And I cannot wait to see doctors in their hundreds experiencing radical change every year, because this is how we change the physician community. I'm glad we get to do it together. And for everyone who's been sending me PMs and DMs, letting me know how the podcast is changing your life, thank you for doing that. I truly appreciate it. And if you haven't done that, feel free to do it. Leave us a review on iTunes, and I'll see you on the next episode of the EntreMD podcast. Hey, if you love listening to the EntreMD podcast, I want to invite you to join EntreMD On Demand. It is my signature subscription program that gives you access to a library of business courses designed to help you do one thing as a physician entrepreneur, and that is to thrive. Just head out to EntreMD.com/on-demand, and I'd love to have you join us. See you on the inside.